USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Attorney General William Barr told lawmakers he expects to send Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report to Congress by mid-April, if not sooner. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on NBC's Meet the Press.
Sally Yates said an important column just a day or two ago. She said, remember, at the heart of this was the Russian interference in our election. To stop them from doing it again, to find out what conduct helped them or hurt them, we ought to see the full Mueller report that gets into the counterintelligence phase. So it does have application to what we do moving forward. Let's release the entire report. Let the American people see what happened.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said yes when asked on ABC's This Week if he can guarantee that Americans will not lose coverage if the Affordable Care Act is struck down, adding that the debate about pre-existing conditions is over.
Both parties support them, and anyone telling you anything different is lying to you for political gain.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
One of the Republicans working on a White House health proposal is Florida Senator Rick Scott, who tells host Margaret Brennan, CBS's Face the Nation, there won't be a grand plan offered all at once.
Let's focus first on prescription drug prices. They're way too high. We shouldn't be paying more than what they pay in Europe. It's unfair to Americans. And let's go piece by piece to try to fix it.
Meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tells CBS's Face the Nation he plans on introducing a Medicare for All health plan within the next few weeks.
Guarantee health care to all people as a right, and the absurdity of the United States spending twice as much per capita on health care as any other nation.
Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams disagrees so much with a gun bill making its way through the Colorado legislature, he's willing to go to jail rather than enforce it. The controversial red flag bill aims to seize guns temporarily from people who are deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. Colorado State Senate passed the bill Thursday by a single vote without any Republican support, and the bill is expected to pass the House possibly this week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Apple is scrapping plans for a long-promised product. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Giving up on a wireless charger for its mobile devices, Apple is apologizing to customers who've been awaiting the release of what was going to be called AirPower, a device announced back in September of 2017 that was to be able to charge an Apple Watch, an iPhone, and AirPods all at the same time. An email from the company says after much effort, the company's concluded AirPower won't achieve its high standards. Reports our engineers were having problems with the device overheating, and it wasn't always able to charge multiple products at the same time.
Former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, a Democrat, appeared on CNN's State of the Union to talk about her recent claims that former Vice President Joe Biden made her uncomfortable by kissing her in 2014.
I felt powerless. I felt like I couldn't move. I just didn't even know how to process it. My bigger point that I've been making is that in these power dynamic situations, and women are subjected to this in the political setting, but in work settings all the time, you just kind of process it and then you move on because you have a job to do. What do you say? Who do you tell? There just isn't really a mechanism to deal with it.
In a statement released Sunday by the former Vice President, Biden said, quote, in my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort, and not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention, unquote. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.